I'd like to speak to you tonight about the fundamental change that is taking place in our country today. Many activist groups, media sources, university professors, celebrities, and politicians are telling our populace and our younger generations what a horrible country America is and how we must change and atone for all the negative things that our nation has done. America is the greatest country in the history of mankind. We enjoy the highest standard of living and are the most generous people in the world. If America is so bad, why does everyone want to come here? Mm-hmm. Americans have fought, died, and won two world wars. We have brought freedom and democracy to more people worldwide than any other nation in history. When things happen in the world, people look to America for help. They don't call Mexico, France, or Italy. We have developed technology in any area of endeavor that you care to name. We have discovered medicines that have eradicated many diseases. Our healthcare system is the envy of the world, and our agricultural industry produces enough food to feed the majority of the world. The list goes on and on. Our nation was founded on the ideals of rugged individualism, self-determination, with a minimum of intrusion from the government. We are now being bombarded with the ideas that government knows what's best for us and that they should control every aspect of our lives from cradle to grave. This ideology fits in quite well with the current curriculum found on many college campuses today. For too long, these institutions of higher education have been bastions of socialist doctrine. Students should be educated, not indoctrinated. Children should be taught at an early age in the home for a reverence of God, love of our country, a strong work ethic, and success based in our own effort. Couple this with a respect for human life and the dignity of the individual, and you have the makings of a fine person. So are we doomed as a nation? No. Our mission in life is to be true and authentic to ourselves, to have a sense of who we are. We should publicly stand up for our beliefs and principles and not be ashamed of them. Remember, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Activists have learned that they can silence us by being nasty and aggressive. When we let these people get by with this behavior, we are allowing them to define who we are and what we believe. We must have the courage to defend our principles and not care if certain people don't like us. As Republicans, we stand for many things. The First Amendment, the right to speak our opinion freely without censorship. The Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. People that are armed are called citizens. People that are unarmed are called servants. We support our police officers and want to maintain law and order. We honor our nation's flag and what it represents. How many of us know what red, white, and blue mean in our flag? I had to look it up too. Red stands for hardiness and valor. White stands for purity and innocence, and the blue stands for vigilance, perseverance, and justice. We protect the unborn. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, it states, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Pretty plain. We support our military and all the veterans who have fought and died for this great nation. Thank you for your service.